for a second if we need it.
Okay. Come on. And you're live on the air right now.
That's all right. That's live radio.
We'll carry
man.
To the next one. Let's
we,
go.
We produce the show as we go, man.
Especially 7 o'clock. We're just at the kitchen table here.
We produce the show on the roll. Get it? Nobody got it. Nobody got it. So we better get back to the topic. We're talking about the history of the road system and road touring, road traveling, and summer vacations. Here with Dr. David Dean from Grand Canyon University. So,
the
early state highways.
Early state highways. So the roads are going to go mostly east-west. Remember that if you think about our Arizona history, the state capital is moving around. It's in Prescott for some time. It's down in Tucson for some time. And then eventually it ends up in Phoenix. And so the roads are working their way east, and Old Highway 80 follows the old Spanish Trail, going from Santa Fe, working its way down to the coast down at San Diego, where they might have met ships and things and brought supplies or trade goods. And so when it's time to build a road, let's follow that same trail. And so you get this meandering road that runs through southern Arizona that is Old Highway 80. When it crosses the sand dunes down near Yuma, and over into California, and they have to make the road out of wood. It's a plank road where they tied it together with metal pieces, but it's a flat planks of wood, and it just goes for miles and miles. In fact, if you get a little off the highway, you can still find patches of the old plank road down there. I'm sure there's some viewers, listeners out there that have found it when they're out there riding their quads and stuff.
Absolutely. I have a family friend, Miss Tink Richardson, who tells stories as a child from traveling from Globe to San Diego on that road and living through sandstorms that literally sand blasted the paint off one side of her car.
Which, there are not many auto repair shops, so where do you go get that repainted at, you know?
I never got that story, the rest of the story out of her, but she told that story often as we were growing up about just living there, parked on the plank road with the sand, literally just tearing the paint off one side of the car.
Well, those old cars, you know, they didn't, a lot of them didn't have much in terms of side windows and that kind of things. And so you were exposed to the elements, whether it was rain or snow or sandstorm or whatnot. So down in southern Arizona is a little bit nicer climate parts of the year than going up north through later became Route 66. The Hansiampa Road that would go from Phoenix up to Prescott and on takes you – a lot of people still kind of drive that, a little four-wheel driving through Crown King and stuff.
Right. Yeah, when we moved out here, Interstate 10 was not finished. We had Highway 90 for a lot of the route.
Yeah. And, of course, going up to Las Vegas, that's a nice road now. But before, you meandered on the 60 and headed it up out towards Christmas, Arizona, and Santa Claus, and some of those up there, and Valentine, and then end up at Kingman and stuff to make your way to Las Vegas.
How fast did those first cars go? I mean, you're talking hours and hours. We take for granted it's 6 hours to Vegas, but...
Well, even the road's probably more critical than a bumpy old road is probably a lot slower than the cars were.
Top speed, maybe 50 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour. I saw an ad that was talking about Hudson when it came out with a 94 horsepower motor, and that was a big, powerful motor. Hudson had a big dealership down in Tucson, so a lot of people had Hudsons.
I'm not familiar with the Hudson very well, that's for sure.
They have a museum down there now, I think.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to take it in. You know, another thing that drove a lot of this was just the natural beauty of this country and the destinations that were being discovered. And, you know, with Roosevelt establishing the national park system and starting to create protective zones at Yellowstone, Yosemite, Grand Canyon. I mean, those provided great destinations.
Destination, and that's one of the things that really attracted. It was a way of, again, the romance of the West. The 1920s, you have all kinds of Western movies and film heroes. You've got the dime novel that's celebrating the West. Who wouldn't want to be able to hop into a car and take a few weeks and drive out there and experience the great vistas of Monument Valley, the Grand Canyon, make your way down into the the deserts and see the beauty that the desert provides, the Rockies, Yosemite, whatever it is, that attraction of the West that brought people out initially had a big resurgence in the 1920s as people looked to the West. And that romance, that idea of connecting back to that natural thing. And the automobile let them do it.
And then we have, what I want to get to it later is, then we have General Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, kind of starts converting a lot of these state highways into the national freeway system.
Mm-hmm.
And that really opens the floodgates of touring.
Right, and there's a lot of way to look at the highway system as a Cold War measure, but also as a tourism measure. So,
well, it sure created a lot of fluidity of the population, that's mm-hmm. for sure. I mean, you could cover a lot of country really quick. And then my all-time chief complaint of American politics, it could be a lot of things, but the one thing America did more wrong than ever was the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Everybody had CB radios. Everybody was in a convoy. You had a back
That's
door.
Right.
You gonna be the back door, front door, good buddy. Let's go.
That's right. That's right. Touring of America in automobiles reaches its apex in the 70s with the CB radio.
Absolutely. I can remember many nights it was a CB radio that kept me awake at night driving across Texas.
Yeah, Rosie wanted to get there in 24 hours, so all the kids would be asleep in the back, and he'd be breaker 19 all night. It was a long 24 hours.
Come on back, teddy bear.
Oh, man. Here with Dr. David Dean, assistant professor of history at Grand Canyon University, talking about road trips, summer vacations, and we'll be back with a whole lot more right after this bottom-of-the-hour news break, where we catch up with what's going on around the block, the state, and the world.